There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along on this Wednesday edition of the show. Before we get anything else started, I forgot to say this a while ago, and the nappy voting is on now over at votenappies.com. Thank you for all the nominations out there for FM Talk 106.5. I mean, there are certain categories where, I mean, many categories, I think, at the radio part of it, where we're all competing against each other, which is good, our shows here. So as long as they're with FM Talk 106.5, give them your vote, and for the station and for individual shows and hosts on there. Appreciate those at votenappies.com. You check that out in the media section. And also, while you're there, if you go to City Life, this is a personal ask here. So in City Life, in Vote Nappies, has the best Mobilian right now. A lot of great names on there, but my buddy, so this is personal buddy, John Young. You hear him on the show from time to time, John Young, Men United Against Violence. Sure would think it'd be a great thing for you to vote for him for best Mobilian. And in addition, you have in the law enforcement best police officer. John Young is in there as well. So just that ask as we get started, because I hadn't said anything about that in a while. All right. As it always is, same as it ever was, 343-0106. The phone number and the text line here, 343-0106. And always a reminder, too, you can use the TalkBack feature on the FM Talk 106.5 app to record a message and emails it to the show, and I can play it back here on the air. All right, so I guess we'll start off on this. What's going on? We talk about what's going on in Montgomery, and we'll do that with John Sharp. He is up on Goat Hill. We'll check in with him around 12:35. Also, Erica Thomas from 1819 News next hour. But this story to start off with, I thought I would do it this way. Everybody put scouts, you know what you do. Put your hand up, get the fingers right, the three fingers. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the scout law to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Now, I don't know that mentally awake means woke. They didn't teach us that in scouts. In old Troop 147, what's up, 147? I've talked about this for a long time. The affinity I have for scouting, I think it was a great part of my life. And in addition to that, I think it gives a place for kids. Even though I did play sports, I don't think quite well, but I played enough to be on the team. Played golf and football, but the scouts gives another outlet. And not that one has to be done. You know, you do scouts or you don't do sports. You could do both, but it gives kids that may not be interested in sports or can't make the team, it gives them a team environment. I could sit here for an hour and delineate all the different things it teaches. And in teaching, let's say, in teaching pioneering or getting your, getting your pioneering merit badge or learning to tie knots or learning knife safety or backpacking, you learn a bunch of other lessons at the same time. And one of those lessons you learn from the boy side of it is how to be men. You know, this is something we talk about, speaking of John Young, my buddy, talk about role modeling, and then how young boys, look up to men and get an idea of what they might want to model themselves after. Not that you're not going to be an idiot kid, because Lord knows I pulled that off in big ways, but you learn, while you're learning fun things, interesting things, skill sets that are really a thing that's going away in today's time as well. Self-sufficiency, outdoors, those kind of things. you learn a lot more about, as you're learning those things, you learn more about being a man. Now, to the lament that the Girl Scouts had for a long time, I agree 100%. And the idea of the Girl Scouts, and I'm going to get myself in trouble with everybody, and know that I have been involved with scouting here at a local level since I was a scout and came back to it as an adult. The Girl Scouts had a real argument, I think. This idea that the Girl Scouts had to be relegated to nothing but doing cookie sales and home ec kind of stuff. Really? I mean, I raised a daughter and a son, and my daughter probably has more affinity for outdoors than my son. Not probably does. So the idea that you didn't have as much camping, backpacking, canoeing, those kind of things for girls, I think that's a fair argument. And I think that was a fail on the Girl Scouts. I know things had changed some, but the, you know, back in the day, 1980s, that wasn't a thing. They should have been ahead of that. I also talked about this, what, back in 2013 or so, when all the discussion came up about gay scout leaders, gay boy scouts, all these things. And it wasn't a don't ask, don't tell. It was a what the heck are you talking about reaction I had. It was like, I don't care who is, it wasn't some decision about who was gay or straight. It shouldn't have been a discussion at all. In scouting, there shouldn't have been talking about straight people or gay. There are so many other things that come from scouts to bring adult conversations in, and questions about who does what behind closed doors. What, I mean, what the heck? So at that point, the Boy Scouts really started, I think, going the wrong way. And I know that there are there are other groups out there that came up to try to fill in the void there. And once again, this is the idea that you'd separate any kind of morality or a Judeo-Christian ethic from scouts would be wrong, would be inaccurate. Now, you could say, I don't like that. Fine. Cool. Don't like it. But that is the root of the scouts. It's not a specific denomination, but it is a Judeo-Christian ethic. And so when you start to get away from that, you didn't have to. I don't know why the inclusion of a discussion of who sleeps with whom was any part of scouting. It was, and scouting obviously has big problems with the bankruptcy of the national group, the charges, the money to be paid to the victims of these scout leaders out there. Even if everything else was working perfectly, how scouting was going to weather that, I don't know. I looked at it and I said, I really don't know. The idea of you should compensate somebody who had this happen to them, but at the same time, you're taking that money that could be used. Because, you know, scouting is, some people can pay their way, some people can't. Boy Scouts find a way, and Cub Scouts, to make sure kids, boys that want to get involved, can. There's somebody to pay for it if they can get in, right? If they can get to a meeting, there's somebody to take them to a meeting, somebody to pay for it. So that money was going, and rightfully so, to victims. But at the same time, it wasn't going into outreach programs, camps, you know, those kind of things. But if everything else was working perfectly with scouts, that would have been a big hill to climb. But at the same time, you've cut the legs out from underneath scouting with a discussion. Once again, this is not, I really don't care who you sleep with. It's not my jam. It's live your life, do your thing. Cool. Why straight or gay or anything was ever a discussion around scouts instead of scouts doing scouting stuff and boys doing scouting stuff. And this is the problem now. So what I'm getting at here about the, as I said, the Them Scouts, the Boy Scouts of America has rebranded to Scouting America, right? New name, Scouting America. Now, even while my son was in, there were girls involved in scouting. And I don't think at a Cub Scout level is a particularly big problem. And it's, once again, once they go into Boy Scouts, or now what they're branding Scouting America, I think the girls and their parents have a fair argument to be made. There are things that they could do in Boy Scouting they weren't getting in Girl Scouts. I got an idea. How about you fix Girl Scouts and make it cooler and let the girls go camp and let them go canoeing and let them go hiking and do all that stuff? The idea is not that Boy Scouts are for boys to exclude girls. It's to have a place where boys, I won't even go there, the cliche, boys can be boys, but it is. those lessons I said while you're in Scouts and you're learning, you know, you're learning knife safety, you're learning your knots, you're learning pioneering or orienteering or archery or rifle marksmanship, any of those things, those are the lessons you're learning, and those are for both sexes. I'm tired of the gender thing, sexes. Let's talk about the sexes. That's for both. I want both sexes to learn those things. Separately, though, because it lets boys and young men act like they might not if there's girls around, right? From an early age where the girls have the cooties to a later age in Boy Scouts. Like I said, I was there the whole way through my senior year at Troop 147, where the distraction of girls was a very strong pull. But when you were in Scouts, that wasn't there. You could act the way you wanted to act, and you could learn some lessons that were valuable going forward. So with this rebranding, a name is a name. Okay. Well, a name is a name, but it shows a change in maybe or a naming of the direction that's been going on for a long time. Here, the story here, and several places have the story up here. We'll go to, let's go to NBC, NBC's take on it here. No, we won't go to NBC because they want to show me the video. Let's go to the AP. All right, so this, sorry, there it is, the latest here. All right, Boy Scouts of America announced on Tuesday that it'll change its name to Scouting America next February to emphasize its commitment to inclusion. It's the idea that what the Scouts have done is exclusion is not wrong, is not right. The idea is they have included all the boys in Boy Scouts. So the youth organization said the new name is meant to help everyone, including boys and girls, feel welcome. The change will go into effect February 8th of 2025, the organization's 115th anniversary. Boy Scouts of America said, here's a quote from them yesterday, "While this may be a surprise to some of you, for us this is a straightforward evolution and the natural next step ensuring American youth feel welcome and recognized in an organization it's meant to serve all Americans." It wasn't. Somebody dig up Lord Mountbatten and ask him. It was meant for all boys. And not to the exclusion or derision of girls. It was specific because it was of benefit to have something like this where boys could learn it. That quote from Roger Crone, President, Chief Executive Officer, Boy Scouts of America. Crone said the rebranding won't change the organization's mission of preparing young people for their lives to make ethical and moral choices by insisting on the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. He said America's values are scouting values. If you change the literal and figurative compass of Scouts, are you not just doing the opposite of what you said? You said, you know, you're the next natural step in the evolution of Scouts. Now, the evolution of Scouts being what? Now, not Boy Scouts, right? What you've done here is you're going to change this. The old, if you try to serve everybody, you'll serve no one. And I think that's where you're getting here. We'll talk about this. I know we're late and go to the news, but come right back. More of this discussion, I know I'll hear from you on the text line at 343-0106. 343-0106. This is a like an obit for me. It's a sad time. It's not. I'm not even angry. I'm just not a little bit angry, but I'm heartbroken.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. I'll tell you a little bit more from the CNN story here about the rebranding of the Boy Scouts of America that becomes, I guess it transitions coming up in February. We'll transition to the new name here, the Scouting America. Listen, it's you said, well, it's just a name, Sean. You're obsessed with the semantics, but the semantics are representative of what I think is an unraveling of what made Scouts great. And yes, I have a dog in this hunt, right? I got a dog in this hunt. I'm a scout, a son who was in scouting. I have volunteered, and I will continue, I think, maybe, to volunteer for scouting, because even if it's not the way I want it, It does such great things for people out there. But I'm heartbroken. Because I've seen that this started with the discussion. And once again, this for me, I don't care who's gay or who's straight. Exactly that. It shouldn't have been any discussion in scouting. That's not what you're doing in scouting. It seems like, you know, this push to make an adult conversation out of something that is for specifically boys. Ben says the scout salute's now just one finger, isn't it? Well, when I recited the oath, I did hold up the three. Let's see here. Unnamed texter said they did that because they want total control. Solomon was destroyed over that nonsense. Now they want the Boy Scouts. I'm sorry, they got it. If scouting is, listen, the idea of rebranding and trying to, maybe not a name, but try to make it, but yeah, scouting has dwindled in numbers of people getting into it over the years for many, many reasons, right? Some are just kind of cultural changes. Some of them are specific to cases leveled against the scouts. I get it. They made some big changes in there where parents were, you know, there when the child was there. They used to just kind of, you know, drop us off and see us later for scouts when I was a boy. So the idea, if you want to make, you know, you try to keep pace and recruit more kids, yes, you will recruit more people into scouts by keeping it Boy Scouts than you will Scouting America. This is Michael, said the reason for the discussion around gays in the scouts was because there wasn't straight men leaders perpetrating the 85,000 sexual offenses against the Boy Scouts. Yeah, well, they also pedophiles, which, you know, it's not, it shouldn't, there had to be the changes they made for that, Michael, to try to protect, then I'm for that. Those are changes. That's a solid change. That's a good thing that came from such an evil, evil place. But the idea of discussing at all amongst the boys, if the adults want to talk about it, that's fine. But just let them be boys. This texter says, already have BSA for the Boy Scouts and GSA for the Girl Scouts and TSA. Oh, wait, that's Terminal Services, not the Trans Scouts. I said the they, them Scouts, right? Jason said, now I'll be buying scouting cookies. Laugh out loud. No, I think the Girl Scouts will still be doing those, doing the cookie thing. Listen, the Girl Scouts, I get some of the reason that girls wanted to get into Boy Scouts. I get that. But the way you fix that is not to change Boy Scouts. You make Girl Scouts better. I think, you know, a movement should have happened two decades ago to make Girl Scouts more representative of outdoors, be the same as the Boy Scouts. Do all the same things, have all the same opportunities. Just do it with girls, and the boys do it with boys. You know, in your individual things. Let's see, Dirt Digger said, my son said he was burning all his Boy Scout stuff. When he was in there, it was for young boys. Girl Scouts have their own group, so why not have Trans Scouts? They could complete the end. Complete in the end. Or maybe compete, maybe. I will not burn my Boy Scout stuff. I treasure it. I still have the last shirt I have. I have with everything on it. I still have a, can I say this? I guess I can admit. I have my Order of the Arrow sash and all that. Yeah, this is, it was a very big deal to me, if you can't tell. And I think it's a great thing. It's a great thing for our nation. The idea is that, once again, the people go, oh, yeah, Boy Scouts, all, it's just all camping and hiking. Well, first of all, that stuff is fantastic, and it is, and it opens up, you know, so many great things in the outdoors. But while you're learning that, you're learning such valuable lessons and things you'll take through the rest of your life. You'll learn so many things. They'll be so important that you don't realize you're learning. It's like the Mr. Miyagi, right? Daniel's son thought he was learning karate. And he was, but Danielson was also learning a lot more about himself. And, you know, he thought he was going to learn karate, and then he has to learn to wax the car and trim the grass and all that stuff. And he was learning many more things. Michael says, no, sorry, this is some, these are moving around. All right. Well, they just moved on me. All right. This texture says, me too, Sean. while the stuff I learned in scouting I use almost every day. A meteor needs to hit this freaking country. It's lost. No, it's not. It's about the name change. They're changing America. They want us to not exist. They've been brainwashing our kids. Hate America. And this is just one more step. All right. Coming back, we'll talk to John Sharp. We'll talk more of this scouting change as well. Right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. And get back to a lot of text here about the renaming of the Boy Scouts out there. My man Greg, hadn't heard from you in forever. Greg said forever BSA. Yeah, it's, you know, it comes from a... Really, this comes from the heart. You know, quite often I'll, you know, can play both sides of any coin. We'll debate things, be devil's advocate. This one I'm, you know, like a true believer in the value of scouts as it was when I came up through scouting. And it when it's messed with, I get real protective on that. But we'll get back to that discussion in just a little bit. We will telephonically travel. Prepare yourselves. Buckle up, as Councilman Fred Richardson used to tell us. We're traveling through space and time, well, at least through space, to go to Montgomery, check in with John Sharp from AL.com. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
I'm good. So is what do you think? What are you hearing on the mean streets of Goat Hill? Is tomorrow sign or die, or they go longer? What do you think?
I think tomorrow is signy die. The House will have what they call a signy die party.
Woo!
This evening. And
so will the citizens.
Right. So there's no going to be what that one day layover for some other time to take up loose ends. I think it all ends tomorrow. The question is whether or not they bleed in the midnight tonight. We don't get that indication, but this is unpredictable. You don't know what might happen. So, the indication is that we'll meet back tomorrow. The House has already called their session in for tomorrow at 10 a.m. Currently, the House is on recess. They only had a couple bills they took up this morning. They're on recess till 2 o'clock. The Senate has currently got a very extensive calendar for the day in which they're ticking through it as we speak.
Okay. Is any of that rhyme with rambling?
That rhymed last night. That was interesting. Some drama in the Senate. Senator Shea Shelnut, who was one of the no votes in the gambling package, began a filibuster out of concern over the conference committee, I'm going to paraphrase kind of what happened, but not accepting a project that was important to him and as well as Alpha.
Yeah.
It turned out to be more or less a misunderstanding. One of the House members, Representative Andy Witt, who's been very instrumental in putting together the current gambling and lottery package that fell one vote short in the Senate, was not available yesterday to sign off on this particular pet project of Senator Shelnut's. And so that's, you know, there was some speculation, well, this has everything to do with gambling. That's why they...
But it was going to be this. It was the Alabama Farm Center thing, right? That Alpha wanted.
Right, the Alabama Farm Center.
So yeah. You're saying, okay, this is new info to me. So it wasn't, you think, a power play back against Alpha, which is real powerful in the state. It was a misunderstanding?
Well, last night it was viewed as a power play, hardball politics.
That's what I thought.
This morning, yeah, come to find out, this is kind of a fluid situation here. But this morning, find out that, it was a misunderstanding, and which showed up to the conference committee and signed off on the bill. So he said he wasn't, that was not what he was intending to do. He doesn't, so the House doesn't operate that way. And Senate activity is going on today unimpeded from the drama from last night.
Okay. So this game, I mean, there, I guess technically there's time for them to get this done today, but I kind of think it's withered on the vine here. since last week, or two, I guess a month ago, I said, well, y'all, they're too far apart, right? The House plan and the Senate plan. I mean, I just said there's too big. And then they go in the conference committee. They come out of the conference committee and like, oh, well, something's moving here. You have the one vote needed to get across the finish line there. They did not get that. I had Senator Albritton on this week talking about that. Then this idea they might take another bite at the apple, but doesn't look like it, huh?
At this point, no. But, you know, the conference committee will meet again today, so we don't know what might come out of that or things might, you know, the last-minute jocketing here. But, yeah, the no's are still no, and, yeah, and we're one vote short still, and there's no indication this may resurrect, but, you know, it's not truly dead until die.
True.
So,
well, yeah, that's right. Once you believe it's not going to happen, that's when it happens. All right. So many stories you reported from Montgomery here. This one, this legislation, you and I have talked about it, and I talked about it at length on the show, I think last month, with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. And this is the increasing criminal penalties right here for shooting into an occupied building or vehicle. This was coming from Representative Barbara Drummond, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's interesting kind of looking at this thing, you know, and this was debated yesterday in Senate Judiciary, one of the last committee meetings before Steiny died. And they held this meeting and they had a public hearing for this bill. And, you know, there's opposition that was expressed by Senator Vivian Figures, Senator Coleman Madison as well from Birmingham. The Democrats are saying, you know, this is not something that we necessarily support, but if you talk to Representative Barbara Drummond, she says, you know, I support this.
Yeah, who's not supporting? I don't understand the politics of not support. It's like, shooting into vehicles and houses. How about that?
Right. It comes back to the whole overarching gun, gun rights, gun control debate that we've had in Alabama and throughout the country. And that's kind of what
gun control is not shooting into people's houses and vehicles. You know, like, I'm a Second Amendment guy, and there's nothing in mind that goes, well, with the Second Amendment, I got the right to shoot up a house.
Right. You know, the critics of the legislation view this otherwise. They said that, we need to look at other things, not this, not adding more, not potentially putting. The comparison was, one of the comparisons that was made is that, you know, on New Year's Eve, or, you know, when there's celebratory gunfire, and should someone be arrested and put into prison for the rest of their lives potentially for that? And I asked Sheriff Birch, you know, to respond to that argument from the critics on the legislation. And he says, you know, that's not the intent of this legislation. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, somebody shoots a gun in the air and celebratory gunfire, and we've reported on this before. That happens. Happens so much in Birmingham and Mobile that it's hard to track who does that anyways.
I tell the anecdote of one summer roofing a house in Midtown Mobile, re-roofing it, and slugs, I think we pulled three slugs out of that roof of that house, and then people who get struck by, I'm not as, you know, I mean, if somebody does that, somebody gets hurt, it's just stupid. Throw them in jail.
Yeah.
You know?
We've had a lot of incidences, like Representative Drummond said. We've had a lot of incidences. This is just not a one-time thing. We're going to legislate against it. This has happened repeatedly in Mobile, and that's why, you know, she's supporting this particular legislation. Interestingly, the public hearing was held, and there was a little bit of a blast from the past that showed up. I had not talked to Jermaine Burrell in 10 years.
Wow.
And a former city council member was there voicing his opposition to the bill as well. And so interesting, very interesting. But, the bill has moved on to the full Senate floor. I'm not sure if it's on the calendar today. If not today, it'll be probably on the calendar tomorrow.
Also, a story here that I've heard this discussion actually, I mean, over time, this discussion comes and goes, but there has been an increased traction on this discussion of the UAW push here in Alabama, unionized in the auto plants here. You have a story up, why is the South so afraid of unions? Alabama House debate stirs passion ahead of the UAW push. So what are they saying in the House?
Yeah, so the House passed this yesterday. It was it's the second time they've had a floor debate on this. It was the bill that came out of conference committee. So they had the final vote taking place on the House floor. So this now goes to the governor's office. It'll probably be signed. And, reading the bill, though, it doesn't affect really Mercedes-Benz. I think that's the issue right now. And the date... And I don't have the bill in front of me at the moment, but the date had, there is no clawback of incentives to companies that voluntarily recognize unions, for a variety of reasons. There's no clawback on that until 2025. Well, the Mercedes-Benz, the vote for the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, outside of Tuscaloosa is supposed to take place next week. So, nonetheless, and that's where the Republicans are coming from. They're saying, this bill doesn't do anything really other than, it's not as big of a deal as the Democrats are making it out to be. The Democrats had some spirited comments on the House floor yesterday about it. And, basically just, talking about the entire history of Alabama's stance and right to work stance that it's had for many, many years. So, a lot of passions were expressed on the House floor and had probably very little to do with the bill at hand. But nonetheless, it still was approved, and the governor probably likely signed it, and I suspect there'll be more discussions when that occurs as well. Because she had some pretty strong comments about UAW coming into Alabama earlier this year.
I know you're reporting from Montgomery now, but I got to bring you back to what we talked about on Monday, because we talked and you were getting ready to go to that hearing, I think, if that's the right term for it, the hearing for the Amtrak and the zoning change or something on the platform.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, the Zoning Board of Adjustments voted that through, and it went through. I mean, for Amtrak, you couldn't ask for anything better. It was really non-controversial, really. And the only people that showed up were supportive of Amtrak. But interestingly, yesterday during work session, which I listened to en route to Montgomery, Councilman Joel Day says, I got a lot of questions. There's still a lot of questions to be asked. And I think those questions are going to come up. And he requested the Southern Rail Commission and Amtrak officials to be, physically present when the council takes up these issues involving the lease agreement and the operations agreement, operators agreement, or the subsidy, in other words, that the city's going to be asked to pay, to be present, because he has a lot of questions he wants to have asked, answered, and that he's going to ask. And so this is no done deal. I mean, it still requires five votes of the city council before this is all approved. But the matter before the Zoning Board of Adjustments, that basically wasn't viewed as the major issue still that needs to be addressed, but it was still an issue that needed to be addressed. That went through without any problems on Monday. Now this goes back to your elected officials, the city council, and they're going to have that final say on the Amtrak project. And Amtrak's trying to wrap up all of its agreements, and it needs to get lined up for the Gulf Coast Rail project by the month of June, because they want to have this case that's before the Surface Transportation Board signee died, the end, completed and ended by then, so they can start moving forward with the New Orleans to Mobile connection. But, that the one big but is Mobile and the city council's votes on this project, and that should take place within the next week or two.
Okay, and this, the idea is it would be a temporary platform at first, and
right. The idea is a temporary platform at first, come back some other point in time and negotiate with the city of Mobile on whether or not they want something additional, whether or not it's at that legacy side they want a more of a substantial structure. Or potentially, in the past they've talked about, maybe having a stop at the new airport. I don't know how that works. I don't think they've gotten any particulars about that, but that's been loosely discussed before. So that could be an option as well. But, that's all looking far into the future. This is looking at the present, and the present says, that this landing spot would be the platform would be at, actually there's an address to it, 11 Government Street, but it would be at Government and Water Street.
And we'll maybe at some point in the future we'll actually be able to put this story to bed, right, that we've talked about for seven years probably?
I think there's going to be a significant, a lot of attention placed on this in the next 2 weeks in Mobile. So that's coming up. And then I think, you know, we'll have some clarity on where this is all going, especially for the next 3 to 5 years, I think.
All right, John, I know you'll be back on with me. I hope I'm going to get you to come back on with me and talk more about that going forward. People want to check out what we've talked about or anything else you're reporting on from MontgomeryForAL.com. How do they find you?
Yeah, I'm on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at JohnSharp99, and then AL.com as well.
All right, good stuff, man. Be safe up there. We'll talk soon.
All right, Sean, thank you.
All right, there goes John, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
By 12:53, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Wednesday style. Glad to have you along, and always good time to check in with my buddy Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. First, Ron, got to get an update on precious metals. What are they doing this week?
Precious metals are climbing back up. There was a lot of profit taken last week, and it's been climbing this week. So gold's hovering right around 23.25 right now, 2,325, and silver 2,745. So still lots of room for people that want to start a hedge/investment in different metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. And don't forget, Mother's Day is this Sunday.
That's right. And by the way, too, just a side note, remember when we talked to Ron last, he said profit taking's happening. This might be a good time to buy. And here we go.
Yes, sir.
It's back up. The Mother's Day gift ideas. You know, Anna and I were talking the other day, and I have done this two different times for my mom, is bought the Opinel sets. And now people picture Opinel as like a number 8 or whatever, but the sets, I bought a gardening set from y'all one time and a kitchen set, and they both were big hits with mom.
Yes, and we sold a couple of those today. As a matter of fact, we still have a couple of the gardening sets and plenty of the kitchen sets in stock. Anna really did a good job stocking up on Mother's Day items this year. And a lot of the guys coming in buying for mothers have been buying some Opinels for themselves at the same time. So they're very, very affordable, very well-made knives.
Maybe we do that. Don't out all of us that that maybe we'll do a little shopping for ourselves when we're there. Tell people who are coming to check out precious metals or Mother's Day gifts or both and something for themselves, how they find you.
We're located at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. They can find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or give us a call at the shop, 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
You're welcome, Sean.
All right, there goes Ron checking in for Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. All right, back to tons of text. Let me try to get through a lot of these from our discussion the first half of the hour because it's the rebranding of the Scouts. Right, a Boy Scouts now going to become Scouting America. Dan says semantics matter, Sean. Yeah, semantics are what this. We'll see. Wayne says, as long as we keep all girl and all boy troops, Scouting America will be okay. I don't think they're doing that. Maybe I need to go back and reread. And a lot of respect for this texter, Wayne. Are they? Is that how they're doing it? Are they? Because, I mean, right now with Boy Scouts, and I know, you know, with my son when he was in, the girls were in the Boy Scout troop, which I would get if you're a girl and say, hey, I'm a girl in here, it's called Boy Scouts. Yeah, I got an idea. Make Girl Scouts great again. Or I don't know that it ever was. Make it a lot better, and so girls will have a great thing to do for Girl Scouts. This texture says, back in the day, Scout Shire Woods was the local Girl Scout camp, and Camp Push Mataha was for Boy Scouts. You telling me, whoever you are, you're cool. You know, yes, Push Mataha. I loved it. Loved it. Then we went to Mobilla. The activities in each camp were outdoors oriented. This was back in the 50s. Times changed things. I don't know what was going on at Scout Shire Woods. I do know Push Mataha, and that was cool. Mobilla, I was there as a camper and a counselor over the years. Let's see here. Sean in Mobile, or in Baldwin County, Sean in Baldwin County said, I was a Cub Scout, then a Boy Scout, and cherished the memories, but left is out to destroy the old ways. These moves are parallel to drag queen story time and trans children. We are fortunate to have grown up when we did. This texture says, hey, Sean, I was a scout in as a kid in PAC 113. Here's my opinion. No need to integrate boys and girls for everything. It's destroying the reason we're called boys and girls. Soon it'll only be called people or just living organisms. This is insane. This is Robert. All right. Thank you, Robert. Good stuff. And it's not just young boys and young girls need to be around their own, the same sex, because they could, they're not posturing and worrying about other stuff. They're learning things that they can't, you know, that you do with a bunch of people of your own sex. It's a good thing. Supermom, what's up? Supermom said, I think the rebranding of Boy Scouts is all by design. It's definitely shoved down our throats, and there are no genders, only pronouns. I wouldn't be surprised if the girls, Girl Scout organization just goes away and the two organizations become one, Scouting for All under one umbrella. They do not want two genders. And they're, you know what, they're, if they do that, and I think you're probably right, they're doing a disservice to little girls, little boys, young women, young men. A disservice. Coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile. It's going to be a humdinger, I guarantee.